The Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, is embroiled in a third corruption case after police announced they had enough evidence to lay bribery and fraud charges against him. They allege Mr. Netanyahu helped a telecommunications company avoid regulations in turn for favourable reporting on him and his wife. Their allegations he denies. Samantha Donovan reports.
On the streets of Jerusalem, Israelis seem unsurprised their prime minister may be facing charges.
Actually, I'm satisfied. I think this news brings us some hope for a better future, because I think we had enough from Netanyahu, the prime minister. I think it was really bad. It took all our hopes and plans for the future. And I think this will put an end for his period as the prime minister. I really hope so.
I think that there is something to it, because it doesn't make sense that Prime Minister Netanyahu wasn't aware of all these affairs and that he comes out of them innocent. I think that there is a serious suspicion somewhere in there, and if it turns out to be true, then as we have seen other ministers being sent to jail, Mr. Netanyahu will end up in jail too. Nothing you can do about it.
I do have faith in our justice system, and I believe that if Bibi's guilty, then he will be brought to justice.
The authorities are alleging Mr. Netanyahu helped Israel's leading telecommunications company, Bezeq Telecom Israel, bypass media regulations. In return, he and his wife were allegedly given positive coverage on the company's news website. The police are recommending he be charged with fraud, taking bribes, and breach of trust. Mr. Netanyahu attended a weekly cabinet meeting in Jerusalem on Sunday, but didn't address the allegations. He has, though, tweeted a statement declaring they have no legal basis.
I'm sure that also in this case, the relevant authorities, after examining the matter, will reach the same conclusion, that there was nothing, because there is nothing.
The allegations come at a difficult time in politics for the four-term Prime Minister. The majority of Mr. Netanyahu's right-wing coalition has just been cut to one seat in Parliament. His Agriculture Minister, Yuri Ariel, hopes the police case doesn't proceed.
I really hope the police recommendation will turn out to be false. I hope and pray that the Prime Minister will be found innocent and the government continues to work for the benefit of the Israeli people.
Israel's Attorney General will decide if Mr. Netanyahu should be indicted. He's still considering charging the Prime Minister in two other cases. The first centres on allegations he accepted gifts of champagne, cigars and jewellery from businessmen, including the Australian James Packer. Mr. Packer denies the allegations and police didn't recommend charges against him. The second case relates to allegations Mr. Netanyahu tried to strike a deal with another media mogul for better coverage.
Samantha Donovan.